I'm undertaking a study of UK food supply systems because of what happened in relation to Horsegate. The reason I was asked to do it is because my day job as an academic, I look at problems of animal feed and food contamination right across the world. Sometimes caused by accident, sometimes caused on purpose. But actually, in relation to the UK, you know, we have been really sheltered from a lot of those things that go on around the world. And I have said quite frequently, and I say it again, that we're very fortunate because in the UK we do have one of the safest food supply systems in the world. But you know what, we can't relax because times and things are changing. Well, our host alluded to the fact that in relation to the UK, the food industry is incredibly important, and it is. Employs nearly 4 million people. And over the last year, I have gone out and about the country and I've met many people from the farming sector, from the food processing sector, the retail sector. And I have been incredibly proud about the efforts all of those people in to deliver safe, secure, wholesome food for us all. I visited individual companies, I talked with trade associations, I talked with a lot of regulators. And I had the great pleasure to meet and discuss with CIEH on a number of occasions, and I did find it an organisation that I described as inspirational. Hence the reason I'm very, very proud to be a member of the advisory board of IFSA. Now, as I said, my day job, I am director of an Institute for Global Food Security, and we do map and track what is happening around the world. And we all know the world's population is increasing. We also know that climate is changing, that's having a massive impact on food production. But there are also massive economic drivers as well. By 2020, there will be more middle-class Chinese than there are inhabitants of the British Isles. There will be a huge pool for food going into Asia, going away from Europe. And then we think, where do we source our food from in the future? How can we be sure it's safe and wholesome? So what better time to set up an institute that's going to look at some of these factors? So we're going to talk about partnerships, and partnerships are talked about very often. But never have I, in my professional career, thought that there is a greater need or a better opportunity to develop new partnerships. Partnerships between those 4 million people that work in the food industry, partnerships between the people who work for regulatory authorities and government to come together and work even harder to make sure the food supply system for every citizen on these islands is safe, wholesome and authentic. So everything talked about greater need for communication, and I do think one of the great challenges when you talk about very, very complex food supply systems is to get good mechanisms of communication. So it's been talked about a lot, and I've talked to many, many different people about it. It will be one of the challenges of IFSA to say, how can we get these individuals from companies talking with each other, talking with regulators? It's also very clear to me that the skill set that is needed in industry and by regulators is changing. Auditing has been very much about HACCP, and HACCP was talked about. And now we've got to think, we absolutely need HACCP, but we've got to think beyond that now. How do you stop criminal elements infiltrating food supply systems? Because it happens globally and is happening more and more often. What we want to do in the UK is retain our safe, secure food supply system. I do think IFSA offers quite a unique opportunity for all of us, a unique opportunity to bring people together, to bring organisations together. And having worked with Graham and worked with Jenny over the last year, I don't think it could be in a safer pair of hands. And when I told my wife I'd been invited to become the chair of the advisory board, she said, "Oh, yeah, have you not got enough to do, Professor Elliott?" And I said, "Yes, I do, but to me, this will be one of the things that I'll be very, very glad to take on after I publish my food review, which I hope will be very, very soon." Thanks for your attention. Thank you very much, Chris.